So, Sarah, the doctor has suggested three ways to solve this problem. What do you think you'd like to do? Patient says, well, it seems like a lot of money. I agree, Sarah. It is certainly not inexpensive, and we all have to be careful about how we spend our dollars. So what I'm hearing is that you'd like to be able to do the treatment, but that you may be a little concerned that it's going to hurt the family budget. Yeah. Well, what if I was able to arrange some type of way for you to spread these payments out? You could get your dental work done right away, and we can get a plan in place that can make this more affordable. If I could do that, do you see any reason not to go forward with the treatment? Time out. Let's talk about what I did. I used this objection formula where I put this into three parts. Number one, I agreed with the patient. Secondly, I then put what her statement was into the form of a question. Once I got a response from her, then I used what if. This is our way of trying to present something that would make the patient happy. And in this case, we're talking about money, so we talked about presenting an affordable payment plan. Here's how this same situation could work when a patient says that they're fearful. Patient says, wow, you know, this seems really complicated. I agree, Sarah. This probably does seem complicated, and it's maybe more, complicated than anything you've had here at the practice. And you're also maybe concerned that it could be painful. So what I'm hearing is these things from you and that you'd like to be able to get the problem solved, but you think you just may not be brave enough to do this. You may not be able to handle something like this. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it. Well, what if we were able to give you a pill before this procedure? You would take it about an hour before you came here. It would make you groggy, but you would be totally relaxed. And the majority of this treatment could be done in one visit. So if we could do that and make you comfortable like that, do you see any reason not to move forward with the treatment? What really is a challenge is when the patient says, I have to think about it. When that happens, you want to say, hey, what do you mean you have to think about it? You got a problem. We need to fix it. And I just spent all this time with you. But of course, you have to restrain yourself and you can't really say something like that. So here is something what I would suggest. You know, Sarah, we're a dental office. This is what we do all day long, presenting treatments sort of like this, just to other patients that are in a similar situation to you. And what I find is that when someone's having trouble making up their mind, trying to be able to come to a decision, they're usually concerned with one of three things. They're concerned about the money, or they're fearful that the procedure seems too complicated or that it's going to be hurting them, or they may even be concerned with how much time it might take and how much time they would have to miss out of work, you know, how much time they would have to be away from their job. So where do you see yourself, Sarah? Well, you know, it's a lot of money. Bingo. We just got the patient to reveal their actual concern. Now we just put that into the objection formula and go to completion. Now, obviously, nothing works 100% of the time. And using this strategy is not going to change that. There are no guarantees. But I can tell you that over the years, I found it has been a very effective technique when trying to be able to get successful case acceptance on a precipitating event consult.